Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, and a mother. Happy Mother's Day to everyone. Happy Mother's Day, Lizzie.
Thank you. Same to you. You're also a grandmother, too.
I am a grandmother, and my children are just, they love family. So that's kind of a sign that you did something right.
Yeah. If they come back, you know, that's usually a pretty good sign. But then sometimes I've seen family members where they don't. It was them. It honestly was not the mom or the dad, so yeah. Don't take that.
But No, I understand that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and we came from a large family. We had a large family. Both my parents had large families, and Tony's family had a large family. And so, you know, it can just go the other way, too. You know, it's all about individual choice there. And so we would love to hear your stories. You make us go, oh, get all verklempt. And so if you have a lovely or funny story about your mom gardening or with your children gardening or your grandparents, we would love to hear it. You can call 1-888-455-2967 or you can text me at 23680. I think our moms and grandmothers, for most everyone, is their first teacher or example to follow in learning how to garden. So that, you know, it's a great story. Let us know your experience. And while I'm waiting for your story, let's go ahead and get John Denver in here and get him playing. And John Denver. There you go.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling.
The dirty word of the day is more like a phrase. It's called mother plant. So have you ever fallen in love with a plant that was perfect, produced beautiful flowers, fragrant, colorful leaves, but you only have one and can't find another? A few months ago, we had a caller who wanted to propagate his beautiful flowering shrub and wanted to know if it would produce from the clippings. Possibly. If it's a healthy plant that's not grafted, it could produce a genetically identical plant to the mother plant. A mother plant has one job, to provide healthy cuttings for the gardener or the nursery to use to create new plants. Cuttings or clones from a mother plant is a much quicker method than planting seed. Nursery growers develop their own clones by snipping a green stem that's very flexible and new from the mother plant and placing it in a medium of either peat moss, coconut core, perlite, vermiculite, expanded clay pebbles, rock wool cubes, or potting soil. Over a period of 4 to 6 weeks, the cutting will develop roots of its own where it has had the proper growing sunlight and nutrient conditions. It will become a fully developed plant. Choosing a plant with the right traits to clone is largely a matter of personal preference. You might like the way one plant looks over another, or you might prefer how one plant's harvest tastes and feel over another. When you choose your mother plant, pick one that fits your preferences, as well as exhibiting universally positive traits, such as strong roots, strong stem, resistance to pests and fungi, consistent growth, and if edible, a large harvest yield. Once your plants reach the vegetative stage, take clippings each and label them so you know what your new plant will be. Mother plants can live longer than plants that are permitted to progress through their natural life cycles. A healthy and properly cared for mother plant can potentially live for years, continually producing new growth that can be cut and grown into additional plants. So if you would like to use that, read more of the dirty words of the day, you can go to the website, betterlawns.com. And you can also see what to do in the month of May in your landscape, my design tips and articles. So if after the, you can see all of those. And then you can also give us a call and tell us your favorite Mother day stories, your memories of your grandmother, your mother, your aunts, and even memories with your children, and tell us how you encourage them to garden. We would love that. So we have a text message, and it's good. What flowering plant would tolerate clay soil in full sun? For the northwest corner outside the pool and I have knockout roses there now, and they don't like it. Thank you, and happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to you, too, as well. Okay, so you're going to want to, now I'm trying to figure out, tolerate clay soil. So are they in the ground? You have clay soil in your pool and I would try and say replace that soil so that it's not clay, because if it gets baked, it's going to be hard. It doesn't have a lot of organic material in it, and so it's either going to get hold on to the moisture too much or just not provide enough nutrients in the soil, microorganisms. So you can go ahead and replace that soil, and then you can try plants that can handle a little bit of full sun with either the morning or afternoon, whichever it is. I would go with succulents. I would go with succulents that don't need a lot of water. And then also to the tropicals. So your gingers and your Hawaiian ties, your dracaenas, try those. But I really, really suggest that you amend that soil. Take out that clay soil that's there. Even if it's like a wheelbarrow full, and put new soil in. After the break, we're going to be taking your gardening questions and text messages. You can give us a call at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. We have Jake on the line. Jake, hold on. We're going to be back with more Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
When it comes to taking care of your acreage, don't mess around. Toro Zero Turn Mowers cut big yards down to size in less time, so you can spend more time hunting, fishing, or just enjoying the day. Built with comfort-enhancing, productivity-boosting features like MyRide Suspension that take the ache out of acreage. Massive rear drive tires for ultimate traction and ultra-durable iron-forged cutting decks you can rely on for years to come. Bowl through anything that dares get in your way. Toro. Count on it. Visit toro.com/zeroturn to find yours.
Kids are amazing, and at Florida Kid Care, we think their health care should be amazing too. That's why millions of Florida's kids from birth through the end of age 18 get their health and dental insurance for free or at a low cost. And your child can too. Apply today at floridakidcare.org or 1-888-540-KIDS. That's 1-888-540-5437.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Just three words tell you everything you need to know. They tell you why we employ more than 2,000 workers at our factory in Virginia Beach, and why over 10,000 local steel dealers are putting battery power in the hands of Americans. Just three words. Made in America. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. The majority of steel products sold in America are made in America of U.S. and foreign materials. Batteries and chargers are sourced internationally.
If your king or queen sago palms have been invaded by Asian cycad scale, it's time to fight back with Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil. It kills Asian cycad scale and other insect pests. But Summit Year-Round Spray Oil contains no chemical toxins. Insects don't build up a resistance to this horticultural oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at fine garden centers and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Motorists, bicyclists, and motorcyclists all have the right to be on the road and travel safely. Drivers, watch out for bicyclists and give them 3 feet of clearance. Always be on the lookout for motorcycles and never attempt to share a lane with one. Drive cautiously around large buses and trucks, and remember to never cut in front of them since they can't stop as quickly. When we're on the road together, safety is a shared responsibility. A message from the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Hope everyone had a great week. It's going to be a lovely weekend for Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to everyone. I'm Teresa Watkins, and I said Jake before the break, but let's go to Jack in Daytona Beach. Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Great. And you?
I am good. Thank you.
I have a problem with a Seiko. I think I got the frost this spring. It's an old Seiko. It's pretty. It's about 2 to 3 feet high.
Uh-huh.
It still has the green skirt, but the new shoots are all burnt. Now, should I whack them off or feed it, or what should I do?
Well, do you feed it now?
I give it, once or twice a year I give it food.
Okay, well, it probably need a little bit more than that because sagos, they like to be fertilized just like palm trees, so you want to do it on a regular basis. You can cut it back and start over again. It could be a little bit of frizzle top. It could be, I don't think it's winter damage, okay, for the new growth. So if it's Asian cycad scale, you can use Summit year-round horticultural oil. And that is OMRI listed, which is the Organic Materials Review Institute safe label. And that will work. But I would just go ahead and cut it off and see what happens with the next batch.
Yeah, because I do have quite a few Seikos, and this is the only one that took the bite.
Yeah. So if it had been the freeze, then I think you would see more damage on the other ones. But the new growth coming up would not be damaged by the winter. We're just too far along in the year. So, if you want to send me a photograph, you can do that. You can send it to teresa.watkins@live.com, or you can just send it to me through the website, my website, betterlawns.com.
Okay.
All right. That'll help me out.
You.
You're welcome, Jack. Thank you. Let's go to Elizabeth in Palm Bay. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you. I have a question about a staghorn.
Okay.
It was so small, and I had it in a basket.
Uh-huh.
Of course, now you cannot find the basket anymore. And I had it hanging in the tree.
Uh-huh.
But I wanted to know, can I multiply the staghorn? Can I break something off and get another one from it?
Sure. Sure. Okay. So what you need to do is take it down out of the tree, and it's kind of absorbed into the basket, or it's absorbed the basket.
Totally. Totally. You cannot see the basket anymore.
Okay. No. What I need you to do is water it real well, but then take a small butter knife. And the back of the bracts that are holding it, and it comes to the back of the staghorn fern that attaches it to the basket. You know what I'm talking about? The broad leaves in the back.
You cannot find a basket anymore. Only the staghorn is too.
Right.
You can see.
Right, but there's something wrapping around the basket, and those are the bracts of the staghorn fern.
Yes.
Okay. So take a small butter knife and go underneath it and pop it off, okay?
Oh.
All right, and then that one you can transplant. So if you can find, two or three of them around the basket and just slip a knife underneath it and just kind of chisel it off very carefully and then attach that to whatever what you want, either a board or into another hanging basket, and it will grow.
Oh, Okay, because my neighbor loves it, and I didn't know how to do it.
Oh, and you're going to share with her. That's wonderful. Oh, very good for you. Thank you, Elizabeth, for sharing.
Thank you.
All right, hon.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. Let's go to Roy in Melbourne. Good morning, Roy. How can I help you?
Good morning. Hey, I got a problem with my seedlings in the seed cellar coming up, and I'm getting like white strips on the leaf, like in the leaf, and then they die out. And,
mm-hmm.
And the stems are getting thinner and thinner on the bottom.
Okay. So once you see the leaf miner damage, okay, and that's the leaf miner where it's making all the squiggly lines on your leaves.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The damage is done. They're already gone. Okay. So what happens is that leaf miner is a little moth, and it will lay the eggs in between the layers of the leaf. And then once that little moth, the little egg hatches, the little larva, the little tiny caterpillars will eat their way out of the leaf and then fly off. So once you see the damage, there's nothing to do. Okay, so what kind of vegetables or plants are these?
They're tomatoes and peppers.
Okay, so that usually happens with tomatoes and peppers. So do you have them situated where there's a nightlight?
Pardon me?
Do you have them located in an area where it has a nightlight?
No.
No, there's no lighting at night. They're just outside or where?
Yeah, outside. There's some outdoor lighting from the houses around, you know.
Right. Well, that's going to attract the moths. So, I mean, it's just natural you're going to get it. So what I suggest is that you just go ahead and keep watering and fertilizing. They will be fine. Don't cut the leaf off. It's not going to be damaged yet. And just make sure you're fertilizing on a regular basis. They'll be okay.
Okay. Once a week, good?
Once a week for what?
To fertilize.
Well, no. It just depends on what you're fertilizing with. Lizzie just saw me have a heart attack here.
She just grabbed her chest like Sanford and Son. I was waiting for her to say, Elizabeth, this is the big one.
So what I want you to do, Roy, is to follow the instructions of whatever fertilizer you use. Okay, so if you use a quick release like the Miracle, any of the liquid fertilizers, then, you know, follow the instructions, make sure that you're not over fertilizing. And then I would suggest, you know, slow release fertilizers, one of the little prills for vegetables. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, I got one more question.
Sure.
Lizzie can't answer it too well for me, but she tried to give me an answer, but I wanted to know how I can get my friend from under the bus.
Just don't run him over.
I don't know. I came in the middle of this conversation. Okay. Yeah. Don't run anybody over in the street. That's a good piece of advice.
Oh, no. Certain somebody threw this person under the bus.
Oh, there you go. Okay. All right. Well, we're sorry. Thank you, Roy, for calling in and listening.
All right. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, too. That's great. All right, so there we got a great text message here. About 3 weeks ago in Kissimmee, I saw this tree with huge dark purple flowers like lilacs. I went back to take a picture, but the blooms were about gone. The leaves are feathery-like. Do you know what kind of tree this would be? And it is a jacaranda tree.
Oh.
Okay, so that big, beautiful jacaranda, we talked about it in the first hour.
Right.
And it's from Mexico, and they're just gorgeous. They bloom for about 2 to 3 weeks, and they look beautiful. And so you'll see them blooming anytime in May, sometimes in April, sometimes in August. But May is usually the month you see them. So
That's
a jacaranda. And depending on where you are, Kissimmee's a great area to grow them. They don't like freezes, so they're definitely 9B to 11, zone 11. So jacaranda tree, very nice. Hi, Teresa. This is Rob from Melbourne. My ligustrum is not producing as much new green shoots as usual and has these brown clumps on the branches. Is it curable? Brown clumps on the branches of your ligustrum tree. I'm trying to picture that. I don't know what that would be. It could be little nodes that are just kind of growing. I would just say, when was the last time you fertilized it? They, again, need to be fertilized on a regular basis. That gives the plants nutrients to grow leaves, to grow flowers, to to produce roots. And so fertilizing is very important, especially here in Florida, especially in sandy soils. Now, what I mean by that is not to over-fertilize, but always follow the instructions. But it's important to do it more than once a year, especially if the plant isn't doing well. So here's my rules for fertilizing, okay? Is the plant younger than 7 years old? The plant, shrub, or tree, it needs fertilizer. Does the plant have flowers? You need flowers to have fruit. It needs fertilizing on a regular basis. Is the plant deciduous? Does it lose its leaves? It needs fertilizer on a regular basis. And does the plant have issues? Does it have insects? Does it have disease? Is it not doing well? It needs to be fertilized so it can be healthy and be less susceptible to those kind of conditions. All right? So how do you know when not to fertilize? If the plant, shrub, or tree is older than 7 years, it's going to take what it needs and everything else around it's going to suffer. Does it have flower? It doesn't have flowers or fruit. It doesn't need a lot of fertilizer. Is it evergreen? It doesn't need a lot of fertilizer. And does it not have any issues at all and it's doing well? It's blooming for you, looks good, growing well. It doesn't need fertilizer. So those are my rules of green thumb. All right. So that will help. I don't know what the brown clumps would be. I would have to see a photograph. So I can't help you there, but you know, you can always send me a photograph, teresa.watkins@live.com, and I would be better to help you with what's going on there. All right. You'd like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can give us a text message, 23680. We are listening to your Mother's Day stories, your mother, your memories of gardening with your mother, your grandmother, your aunts, or gardening with your own children. We would love to hear that. We've heard some great stories today from Marie, and mm-hmm. we love when Marie calls in. That's wonderful. And then also, too, my children, I'm going to go see them this weekend. You know, my kids are in the hospitality industry, so holidays are really kind of no-go for us, but we celebrate the rest of the year.
I was going to say, because I know your son has that one restaurant in St. Augustine, and I'm going to go to it sometime.
The River and Fort. It's amazing.
Food looks so yum.
It is. It really is. And so every day that I see him is Mother's Day. So anytime I see my children, it's Mother's Day.
She's just saying that because tomorrow is Mother's Day and she wants lots of presents.
Well, Tony knows that he doesn't buy me dead plants. Okay, so I don't get cut flowers or cut roses because they're dead. So he can only buy me live plants.
You just crushed my world.
So, you know, I like live plants. Dead plants, you know, go on the compost pile for me. So, you know, and Tony has it so hard, though. When he goes to a nursery, they recognize him and they say, "Does Teresa know you're buying this? Can you buy this? Does Teresa know?" And he's only allowed to buy roses for me because I love roses.
Right.
And, you know, there's so many good roses that are just so effortless and they bloom all year round. Just wonderful plants there. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Thank you to all our new listeners. If you know someone who loves to garden or has a question, please let them know about Better Lawns and Gardens. We're here every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Or you can go to betterlawns.com and ask your questions there, and I will respond and let you know what to do. You can tell them to call in with their gardening question so I can help them too. Call me at 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me at 23680. If you enjoy Pinterest pinning, I do too. I have over 100 boards on Pinterest that you can check out. And my Pinterest name is Teresa Watkins FL. or you can follow me on Facebook, Teresa Watkins FL, and you can follow us on Better Lawns and Gardens. We would really love that. You can give us a 5-star rating. Lizzie and I, we work so hard, and we would love them to do that.
Why, thank you. That would be awesome.
Yes, it would. All right. So let's go to text messages. Just heard your voice on the radio about trees treatment. Is this the right place I can seek advice if I ever need one? And it's thanks. Yes, you can seek advice here, and that's wonderful. I love that you just heard my voice. I will tell you, Lizzie, I called today, or this week, I met Mark on the phone, and when I was talking, he knew who I was just by my voice, and it just tickled me so much that, you know, listening, people can recognize you. So I'd like to give a big shout-out to Mark and let him know thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. Teresa, after 2 good doses of mosquito bit mixture, my English ivy and my snake plant are still badly infested. Is there any hope? Yes. Okay, so I'm trying to figure out what you're infested with, and I'm thinking that you've got fungus gnats, because mosquito bits and dunks will take care of that.
Right.
But if they're watering still too much, then you're just not going to get
washing.
Rid of
it. Is it washing it away? Would that be?
No, it's not going to wash it away, but it's going to dilute it. And then, also too, the fungus gnats are coming because it's being overwatered. So if it's in the ground, then, you know, you want to cut back on the watering. Snake plants don't need any water at all. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Even in full sun, snake plants are a succulent, and they will grow without water, definitely, or just rainfall. If it's in a pot, then, you know, during the summertime, I would water it maybe once a month. And then in the wintertime, none at all. Now, your English ivy, if it's in the same pot, then again, once a month watering should be fine. If you're still having an issue, though, I would say change out the soil and start over with new fresh potting soil. Just don't water so much, okay? Don't create the issue, all right? That's a great question. Okay, and so can I use pieces of sheet steel or aluminum to line inside of in-ground vegetable beds rather than replace the rotted wood? And so can I use pieces of sheet steel or aluminum? Yes, of course. To replace the rotted wood? Sure, you can. Just make sure that, you know, you protect the edges so you don't cut yourself. I would, you know, make sure that it's just sealed properly. You want to have good drainage, but also, too, you don't want the soil to fall out or anything like that. So, yeah, you can use that, sheet steel or aluminum. So then the next message is that they're texting 2360 for Better Lawns and Gardens. Thank you so much. Let's go to Roy in Windermere. Good morning, Roy. How can I help you?
I was going to tell you our Mother's Day program here.
Okay, super. I'd love to hear it.
I was busy trying to explain how to get my friend I threw under the bus, you know, the other day. But anyway, usually on Sundays is our family get-together day, and, you know, my wife will make something, and all the kids will bring something over, and I'll smoke something or grill something. But this Mother's Day, they're taking us to the beach.
Oh, it'll be a lovely day for it. I don't think we're going to get any rain this afternoon.
No, I don't think so. I hope not.
There you go. Well, that's wonderful. Now, how many children do you have, Roy?
Well, we have 3 of our own, and we kind of brought in 2 more that aren't really our children, but they are our children.
Well, that's
and
wonderful. No, you're taking care of them. So, no, you're a parental figure. That's wonderful.
Yeah, and then my sister-in-law comes over, so we got a house full on Sundays usually.
Oh, that sounds so much fun. Now, do you always grill out, or does mother have to cook?
Well, mother will make some type of dinner, and everybody that comes over brings over some type of dish, and then I grill or smoke.
Wonderful. That is excellent. I can smell it from here. So that's thank you so much, Roy. We'll wish everyone a happy Mother's Day at your house.
Thank you. You do the same.
All right. Thank you so much. Let's go to Jack in Mulberry. Good morning, Jack. You're on the air.
Yeah. My little aloe plants aren't doing very good. They're kind of a little yellowy, and they got some little spots on them, black spots. And I got a whole yard full of them in the corner, but I don't know what to do with them.
Okay. So aloes, again, don't need watered very much. They're a succulent plant. Are these plants in the shade or in full sun?
They're in full sun.
They're in full sun. And how often do they get watered?
Oh, maybe once a day.
Okay.
The ones in the shade are doing a little better.
Once a day? Do you have an automatic irrigation sprinkler system?
No, I just, when I do my garden, I give them a little spray.
Okay. Well, I want you to stop doing that. Okay. Because that's not good. Okay. Aloes only need watered with the rainfall. Okay. So that they're established now and you don't need to water them. What do you have planted with them, Jack?
They're near some little pea tomatoes.
Okay. And so are you watering those every day too?
Yeah, those get watered twice a day.
Twice a day. Okay.
Probably getting some water, too much water on them.
Yeah, you're being too nice to them, Jack, is what it is. All right, so here's how I want you to solve this issue, okay? What I want you to do is whenever you get the urge to water, I want you to stick your finger in the ground or in the potting soil, and if it's cool, moist, or damp, you do not need to water, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and you can just talk to them, tell them they're doing a great job.
Yeah, they're usually pretty happy, but they haven't been happy lately.
Yeah, they're getting a little bit too much water. All right, Jack.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
Do they need any fertilizer?
Yes, they do. Well, aloes don't need as much fertilizer, but your tomatoes will. So just use a slow-release vegetable fertilizer. That'll be good.
Oh, okay. Thanks
all right.
A lot.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. You're in the final half hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. We've got 15 more minutes. You can call Lizzie and get on the board there. And Tony, too. We can give him some practice. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's BlackCowKOW.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Looking to make your garden fresh and new this spring? Quality Green Specialists in DeLand has what you're looking for. Fancy shrubs, large trees like magnolias and hollies, beautiful flowers like super petunias and azaleas, olives, citrus, peaches, blueberries, vegetables and herbs too. Enjoy gardening at its best. Select from our quality fertilizers and organics like azomite. Great plants, sustainable products. Friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 30 to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works. Call 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
I love being a mom. Moms are the first molders and shapers of their children's minds and hearts as they become the next generation to impact the world. I'm privileged to be the mom of three boys, now three grown men. And you know, I still love being their mom. It's nonstop when they're toddlers and preschoolers, and challenging in the preteen and teenage years. Not all their choices are wise. Not all lessons are easy. But with prayer and a strong relationship with the Lord, the rewards of being a mother are unequaled. Moms, I appreciate you. I'm one of you. I applaud your selfless love for the people that God has given you to nurture, to lead, and to enjoy. Time alone with the Lord is key. It will become the foundation of everything you do. This is Ann Wright, wishing you a beautiful Mother's Day, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Happy Mother's Day to every one of our listeners out there. It's wonderful that you're out there. We love you. And if you have a Mother's Day story you'd like to tell us, you can give us a call at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text it at 23680. Let's get our questions in. Bill in Ormond Beach. Good morning, Bill. How can I help?
Good morning, Teresa. Hey, I think it was a week ago you talked about Barbados cherry and being one of your favorites, and that's alien to me, but I know it's really full of vitamin C, and so I was just kind of wondering how well would it grow in Ormond Beach?
Well, Barbados is a island, you know, and so it will take the salt spray really well. So Barbados cherry will do very nicely there, I think.
How about cold?
Well, you're still in zone 9, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So would you have this on a lanai? Would you have this in the ground outside?
Oh, how big do they get?
I think it to be about 15 feet.
Okay. So obviously they probably need to be in the ground.
Well, unless you kept it in a pot. And, you know, you can always keep it in a pot and just take it out every so often and cut the roots off and put it back in the pot. But, you know, I think it will do fine there. If we have severe freezes, it will get knocked back, but it should recover. So I would say, you know, I would try it. I think it will be just fine.
Okay.
They have a pretty little pink flower that is gorgeous. And wait till you taste the fruit, Bill. It's delicious.
I was kind of wondering, where would you pick up something like that?
Well, you can try Quality Green Specialist in DeLand, okay? Or I would go to another independent nursery, and I don't know what you have over there in Ormond Beach, but Quality Green Specialist in DeLand will have them.
Okay, great.
Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Let's go to Brenda in Polk City. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning, Teresa. I called last week about my avocado tree, and my husband wanted me to ask you, as far as pruning goes, how do we have some, leaves or limbs that are coming out pretty far out, and after the fruit comes off of it, can we trim those back some?
Yes. You can always trim an avocado after you harvest the fruit.
Okay.
Really easy question.
Thank you very much. And
and I would usually do it, you know, with any freezes that you have. Is she gone? Did she go? Okay, sorry, Tony. Okay, yeah, no, you can cut those anytime. After a freeze, any damage you can cut off, and then after it harvests, you harvest the fruit, you can cut it off. Let's go ahead to our text messages. Thank you for the fungus gnats response. I'll take your advice. Thank you. And you can always send me an email to teresa.watkins@live.com. And that's Teresa without the H, T-E-R-E-S-A dot, that little period, Watkins, W-A-T-K-I-N-S at live.com. So do Japanese boxwoods grow well in the West Melbourne area? Yes, they do. any tips, just planted them yesterday. Make sure that you establish them correctly by watering, okay, on a regular basis. I don't mean overwatering, but just depending on your soil conditions, check the soil. But I would water it once a day for the first couple of weeks, get them established, and then go to every 3 days, then go to twice a week watering, okay? And then just make sure you fertilize them on a regular basis, okay? What's the difference between raised bed garden soil and garden soil labeled for in-ground use only? This is a great question, okay? And so what is the difference? Well, when you buy potting soil for the raised beds and gardening soil, container bagged soil, if you turn it over, it's going to have the analysis of the ingredients in it. You may find that they have fertilizer in it. They may have other types of different mediums in it and different potting mixes in it. And so that's the difference between that and buying ground soil or soil that's labeled just for ground use. Usually the soil in bags for just the ground use are topsoil, compost, manure, and they don't have anything extra in them. So you're just going ahead and amending the soil with material that will hold on to moisture longer, provide organic ingredients, and then also good microbes. Whereas your potting soil for raised beds could have moisture holding prills in them, could have fertilizer in them. So there is a ingredients list on the label. Find out, read that, and it'll tell you what it is. Now, can you do both in each area? Yes, you can use one and substitute it for the other one too as well. So you can use ground soil in your raised beds, and you can use potting soil in the ground. It's just that potting soil gets expensive, okay? I forgot to mention we water with well water, so I don't know what that's in regards to. What question is it? So can you just text me again real quick? We've got a few minutes. Do you need special soil for raised bed garden planters? Depends on what you're growing and what your purpose is. You can use compost. You can use a mixture of topsoil, peat moss, compost. You can make your own mixtures. You don't have to use a special gardening potting soil container mix. No, you don't have to do that. Some people like it, and it just depends, again, on what you're growing. It helps a little bit with, if it has fertilizer in it, you're not going to have to fertilize as much. Or also, if you're going away for a long period of time or in containers that are out on pool patios, it will, if you have moisture holding prills in them, then you're not going to have to water it as much. Okay, I think we just really overwater things way too much. And so if your leaves are turning yellow and they're slimy or they're kind of wilting, then, you could be watering too much. If it's dry and brown and really stiff and breaks off, then you may not be watering enough. So the plant really is telling you what's going on. You just got to be aware of the symptoms and what you do. Or you can always just call me and I'll let you know. All right. So thank you to everyone who is sending in happy day or happy Mother's Day messages. That makes me so happy, especially when you put on the happy faces and everything on there.
I love the happy faces. I love the happy faces with the little tongue and then like the drips of water. I think that is very strange, but cool.
There's little, you look at, I've never seen any one of those.
I will send you one right now. Have I not sent you one with the word, the girl smacking herself in the face? Like,
no,
oy vey.
No, send that to me. I'd like to use that because I do that all the time, and stuff. So we got a lot of great things. Next week, we'll be talking about gladiolas and how to plant those. They're one of my mom's favorite plants, and they're very easy to grow. So we'll be talking about that next week. If you'd like to get some great plants, the Nerling Gardens is having their plant sale today from 9 o'clock until 12. You got 5 minutes to get there to Gotha.
Okay. I'm going to get right on that one.
Hempel Road. But they've got great bromeliads and different types of the purple fire spikes. And, those are hard to find. I love those. They're really hard to find. What else do they have? They have Brazilian red cloak, crinums. Those are hard to find. And a wide variety of native plants. And then they have caladiums, both bags of bulbs and potted. So buying your caladiums as bulbs is the best thing to do. You get more bulbs. They're less expensive. And they really germinate very quickly. And you'll have beautiful caladiums before the end of the month if you plant them. So it's a really great way to get caladiums. So that is at the Nehrling Gardens. And you spell Nehrling, N-E-H-R-L-I-N-G, and they'll have a holding area and volunteers to help you with the transport, so you can just leave your plants and walk through the gardens before you leave. And so that's a wonderful service there for that. Parking is across the street at the New Life Worship Center, so that's the Nehrling Gardens, 2267 Hempel Avenue in Gotha. So, is well water with some salt content safe to water my boxwoods? And it can be. You might want to have your water tested to see what it is actually. And at the base of fertilizer, it's all salt. So, you may not have to fertilize as much. So, you might want to get tested and see how much salt you have in there, because if it's too much, then you might have to dilute it with some distilled water or watering it with water from your faucet that you've let evaporate, the salt evaporate. So I'd like to thank Lizzie and Tony for doing a great job today. Thank you so much. And thank you to everyone for calling in and sending in your mother's memories. A big thank you to everyone who listens to Better Lawns and Gardens. Thank you also to our sponsors, Quality Green Specialist and Summit Responsible Solution, maker of mosquito bits and other environmentally responsible pest controls. It's always my recommendation to anyone who asks about pest problems, from mosquitoes to ticks and fleas and Asian cycad scale. Check out summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Join Lizzie and me next week and for more Better Lawns and Gardens. And I'm Teresa Watkins. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Happy Mother's Day to everyone. See you next week.
Life happens. Getting married, moving, new baby, loss of health insurance. If you had a life-changing event, you may qualify for a special enrollment period in the health insurance marketplace. Visit healthcare.gov and see if you qualify. Need help? A navigator from Covering Florida can help you through the process and find the best plan for you and your family. Visit coveringflorida.org or call 1-877-813-9115 to make an appointment. Assistance is always free and confidential.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.